From VOA, welcome to the American Cafe. I'm Ira Melman, in for David Byrd today. There's a wave of hysteria about sightings of creepy or killer clowns. It's sweeping across the United States, and now it's expanded to England, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. It's led to McDonald's limiting the appearances of its mascot, Ronald McDonald, the clown. How has this phenomenon taken such a hold?
Part of it is, you know, people like to dress up and scare people. I mean, people like attention.
We examine the spread of the creepy clown scare this week on American Cafe. One Connecticut school district is banning clown costumes and any symbols of terror during this year's Halloween season as authorities investigate the authenticity of a number of clown-related social media posts. This comes amid an investigation involving police into an account on the photo-sharing social media site Instagram. The account uploaded four photos showing menacing-looking clowns with captions telling several area schools to watch out and wait and see whether the alleged threats are fake. Also, a 12-year-old boy has been arrested for making a clown-related threat on social media to shoot up an Ohio school. The list continues not only across the United States, but now across many parts of the world. Now, all of this has what many of us consider traditional or happy clowns pretty upset. One of them is Randy Christensen. He is not happy about the spate of creepy clown appearances and threats. You see, Christensen heads what's called the World Clown Association.
From the World Clown Association, let me say, first of all, these people are not clowns. This is somebody that has went and bought a horror character mask and is going out trying to scare people. You know, we at the World Clown Association, the reason we do what we do in clowning is we want to bring joy and smiles and happiness and laughs, and we're visiting children in hospitals, we're visiting senior citizens in nursing homes, we're doing birthday parties for kindergarten girls. And, you know, so we have really nothing at all to do with this and see us as a totally separate camp from what we do.
But not everyone agrees that all clowns have always been good.
My name is Benjamin Radford. I'm the author of 10 books, most recently Bad Clowns.
Why are clowns bad?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Clowns were never really good. When you look at the historical and cultural and folkloric history of clowns, what you find is that the clown has always been a very ambiguous figure. You know, the clown is essentially, if you look at it from a mythological point of view, it's a trickster figure, as is the devil, by the way. So you look at the early versions of the clown, the court jester, for example, and the Harlequin character from the Commedia dell'arte theaters in Italy and elsewhere. You find that the clown has always been this ambiguous character. Sometimes he's laughing at you, sometimes he's laughing with you, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. And so what's happened was that it just so happens that the sort of default modern clown that people think of these days is the happy clown, the Bozo the clown, the Ronald McDonald character. And then what people like Stephen King and others did with his evil clown Pennywise in his movie and book were sort of turn that back on its head, or in fact sort of retrace the threads of the more sinister side of clowns.
So what has happened now? Why all of a sudden this outbreak of evil clowning?
There's a couple things going on. It's important to understand that this is not the first time this has happened. It's by far the highest profile case. But, you know, in my book, I talk about previous scary clown panics. There were some several years ago in Northampton, England, shortly before October 2013, there was a guy that dressed as a clown in Northampton and shared photos of himself on social media. There were also scary clown panics in the 1980s and 90s. There were children who claimed falsely, as it turned out, but claimed that there were scary clowns trying to lure and abduct them in white vans. So there's actually a bit of a history to this. I think the reason this is becoming such a story now is I think there's two reasons. One of them is social media. It's easier than ever for these stories to go viral. You know, all it takes is a creepy clown photograph, you know, some clown lurking in woods, to be shared widely on, you know, Twitter and Facebook and elsewhere. And of course, I think there's a latent sort of social anxiety going on these days. You know, of course, we're in the middle of a contentious election. People are concerned about, you know, who the next president's going to be. And in background, of course, there are rare but real school shootings, and there are occasional rare but real terrorist attacks. And so I think all this sort of mixes in to a sort of social and cultural background from which these scary clown panics come.
What about the social hysteria that's going on? As we have heard, McDonald's has put Ronald McDonald the Clown on hiatus.
That's right. That's right. It's strange. I mean, you know, McDonald's is limiting the appearances. There's reports that in the United Kingdom, the costume shops are being asked by the police not to sell scary clown costumes. It's crazy. Part of what's going on is pranksters and copycats. Somebody sees one of these stories on the media, or, you know, being shared on the news, and it's a very easy prank to do. All you need is just, you know, a scary mask and to walk around at night. And so it's very easy to copycat. And I think that that's what you're seeing, is you're seeing a sort of social contagion that's being spread through social media and also the news media.
What is wrong with people who are doing this?
Well, there's a couple things. You know, what's wrong with people? You know, part of it is, you know, people like to dress up and scare people. I mean, people like attention. People get a charge out of making the news and getting attention, especially anonymously, where the consequences of getting caught are virtually nil, because in most places, it's not illegal to dress as a clown. So the worst that you're going to get, even if you're caught scaring people, you know, the police might slap you with a menacing charge or loitering, but it's a sort of a high yield, low risk prank.
So what do we do about it, if anything?
Well, you know, what's going to happen is that, as with the previous clown scares, this is going to burn itself out. What you find is that these things occur in clusters. So it'll be one or two reports, and then it'll make a big deal, and the police will be called, and there'll be a sort of, you know, social media scare, and then they'll slowly fade away, and then it reoccurs somewhere else a few years later. And so that's the past pattern. And so I predict that what will happen is this fad will sort of burn itself out between now and Halloween. I would say there may be, you know, a handful of more reports, a couple more hoaxers arrested, a couple more pranks, but I would say by Thanksgiving it'll be largely forgotten.
So you're kind of making the point this isn't that dangerous.
It's not that dangerous. Frankly, I'm much more concerned about the public overreacting to these rumors and panics than I am about actual adults trying to harm people or children dressed as clowns. But keep in mind that these clowns will be back. It may be 3 years, maybe 5 years, but somewhere, at some point, these scary clown panics are going to reemerge, and we're going to go through this all over again.
In the interim, however, World Clown Association Director Randy Christensen says the so-called happy clowns have some work to do.
The only thing that we're trying to do is, first of all, we want our members to be safe, because some of our members that are going out just to do community events and charity events and, as I said, visit hospitals, we also want to encourage our members, honestly, to continue on going out and doing these fairs and festivals and family events and do these things, because the only way people are going to see the positive side of what we do is if we keep doing it.
We always want to hear from you. Keep in touch by checking our Facebook page at VOA American Cafe and heading to our webpage at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman, sitting in for David Byrd. Please join us again next week in the American Cafe.